Hello, and welcome to Series 6, Episode 1 of Dad Educates Daughter. And this series is all on Now, That's What I Call Music, the compilation, which was started in the 80s and is still going strong today. I think they've just released 119. But we're going to start from number one and discuss the 80s and the 90s. So let's get Rebecca in and see how she's found it. Hello.
Hello, Dad. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, good. Now That's What I Call Music.
Yeah, I have one question.
Yeah.
Were they the ones that started compilation tapes, or were they a thing before?
See, I can't remember really compilation tapes before. But there were others around. There was the Hits tape, which that went on for a few, because I've got Hits 5, and I think it went on for a bit, but obviously not like now. You had Smash Hits, they bought theirs out, but I'm pretty sure that was after. You had the Monster Hits, didn't last that long. You had Awesome, which I've got, but again, didn't last that long. You had,
never heard of anything.
Like the Brits had their own, for their nominations, they bought out a tape.
I remember them.
Yeah, but I think that was much later. I mean, I've got 1988, I think, is the one I've got.
Okay.
I just remember Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies, and Deacon Blue, Real Gone Kid on it. But yeah, I think that was, again, so yeah, I don't know of any compilation tapes that I can remember that were really around before Now, or certainly not. The Now compilation tapes was so successful that artists, I mean, because what happened as well, and I suppose that's where the Hits tape came from, is so Now was released by Virgin Records, and it was following Richard Branson, who was the owner of Virgin, and his associate, Simon Draper, who I guess was like the CEO of Virgin Music, because he had loads of companies within the Virgin umbrella. So you had Virgin Holidays, Virgin Airlines, Virgin, even bought out a Coca-Cola, or Coke, should I say. They had loads of, there was Virgin Coke for a little while. I never really took off, but yeah, he tried loads of different things. And obviously the Virgin record label was probably his main, along with Virgin Airlines, I guess they were the two his main companies. And I guess he had C, because obviously Richard Branson couldn't do everything. And he was busy doing things like going in hot air balloons across the world and breaking records or doing things that way. So, you know, he obviously had people in charge, CEOs, chief executives. And I think Simon Draper was like the CEO of Virgin Music, I think. Anyway, it was those two that they decided to make their own compilation album.
Right.
And they done it in collaboration with EMI. And the reason for that was EMI had a lot of the big artists at the time. So by going with EMI, they got the... obviously a deal was made, 50-50, whatever, but EMI would then allow their artist to appear on it.
Right.
Now, the problem is other labels, like, Warner Brothers, for instance. Universal, yeah. They obviously didn't allow their artists to appear, because why are you going to let your artist go on your rival's music, what they're going to make money from? So they didn't. And obviously, as I say, probably Sony Music or others, I don't know who it was, bought out the Hits tape and obviously these other ones that came along.
Okay, so the ones that came along were basically other record labels.
I suppose it's Christmas,
Island
you had Holly Streets, and you had Roses, Mars Confectionery, I mean, they were bought out in what, the 60s, 50s, 60s, Quality Street and Roses. It wasn't until the 90s that Mars suddenly wanted a piece of the action and bought out Celebrations. And then on the back of that doing really well, it literally took all the market share. Cadbury's, who already had Roses, then bought out. The problem with Roses is you didn't know it was, you know, just pick out and... It wasn't a branded.
Nothing
it was,
at all. You know, yeah, weren't like having a whatever. Movie, it was just.
Yeah, so they bought out Heroes, which was their branded sweets, and now that's gone. That went above Celebrations, but Mars was the first that changed it by bringing it in, and literally Roses and Quality Street now probably have a small number of the market compared to Celebrations and Hero, and that I think is what these other record companies did, but. Unfortunately, by the time Now had already got in, and as I say, because they worked with EMI, who had a big catalogue, they got the better artists. And it wasn't long that artists in other record companies wanted to be on the tapes because it sold their records as much as anything as well. So as we'll go through, in the Now one, there's a few artists that are on there twice. Because obviously...
Yes,
yeah, so I think what they were doing was, one, they had the hit, and two, their next single went on it as well to sort of promote it. Most Nows, it's just, it's the hits. That's what sold music. It was a compilation of all your top songs sort of thing.
So on the Nows, my knowledge of it, is that, I mean, I think Now is like compilation tape, like there's none of it, like even when I was younger, like I had,
I think it's been the elite since it's come out, hence why it still goes,
it's still going, yeah. But my knowledge of it is that each year they release it near the end of the year, and it's like a get together compilation of all the top songs that year. Is that right? So you can only get in there if you were like in a certain amount of the charts, like, you know, like the top, and then they pick ones from that year.
Not really. Well, what it's depended what music they had. They could get. They were allowed, as I say, like, so Take On Me, for instance, wasn't on an outro.
Oh yeah. Ever.
No, well, funny enough, you say ever. It was on one in 2023. They
so
brought
how
out
that
obviously.
Work? Well, any release comes from that year.
No. Yeah, but hold on. They then brought out loads of other Nows. Now Christmas.
Now
like soundtracks. Now rock. Now pop. Now you know, different 90, ones. Well, they brought out. 70. They bought out one in 2023 called Now. That's what I call massive hits and number ones. And on that is Ed Sheeran, Britney Spears, Oasis, Coldplay. But they're all
right,
One Direction. But also, Aha, Frankie Goes to Hollywood,
so
Tina Turner. No, Aha didn't come on until, well, we'll come across it, but number seven.
But hang on, like Aha at all? Or
Aha was on number seven. That was their first Now.
But then is that to do with them not being in the record company that... Cause
they were with Warner Brothers.
Now, I bet Now that's cool. That's what I call music, is so big that they have access to...
Well, other companies... would be stupid to not do it, wouldn't they? Because they look at it as this is advertising our band, So especially in this day and age with downloads, you listen to a song on the Now tape and you think, "Oh, that's good." You can go and download it there and then. Whereas obviously
then also,
before,
but it's not just listening to a song. I guess it's like because there's only one song per artist on there, you might find an artist you've never heard before, like one song, and then find
exactly, and then you look into them a bit more and think, "Oh, actually, I like these." So
so you would be stupid not to allow your artist's music to go on there because it could broaden their horizons, couldn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, moving on. So where did the name come from? So going back to Richard Branson and Simon Draper, so the title came from a copy of a vintage poster that Branson had previously gifted to Draper, and it was a picture of a pig listening to a singing chicken over the wall, which had laid an egg. And the caption had, "Now that's what I call music."
What's that got to do with music?
Because obviously, while the chicken is singing, he's laid an egg. So he's saying, so the pig's going, "Now that's what I call music," because he's laid an egg.
Right.
It was actually advertising bacon and eggs.
Sorry. How does that work?
It's obviously the bacon, and the chicken laying an egg is obviously the eggs. I've got a picture of it. On Now One, the cassette, which I have here, it has that actual poster on it.
So it does. What on earth? How does that show
there's
you?
A pig leaning on a wall, looking down at a chicken, standing on a upturned flower pot, singing with an egg. And at the top says, "Now that's what I call music." And that is where, that is the poster they got the title of the Now That's What I Call Music from. And there's the very first one.
You got it upside down, but yeah. That's mad. Has that been remade into a CD? Because obviously when they first got made, CDs didn't exist, did they?
I will come to that now. So just going back to that bit. So to think that Now, the compilation album,
came from
which is a bit of an institution for British music.
Yeah, you know? I feel like everyone's
probably had a Now tape, CD, LP, a Now or downloaded one Now.
I don't think so. The younger generation, I don't think, are going to know about Now as much as we do, because
even though it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going, but I don't think they're no, because when I was looking for the songs of this, one, I type in Now That's What I Call Music on Spotify, and yeah, it comes up, but it doesn't have all of them on there, for one. You'd have to search it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's got loads on there, but you'd have to know that that's what you want to search. It's not like going into a shop and then you go down a CD aisle and then you see it there. When you're on downloads and like your Spotify or your iTunes, your Apple Music or your Amazon Music, it wouldn't come up as like, "Look at this, Now have released a..." Like, it might for me because I'm listening to them now. So, like, I bet you by the end of this series, or even probably mid, depends, because I've had to make a playlist for this one. Like, Now One isn't actually on Spotify. But if I was listening to Now 75, Now like 76, I bet the next one would come out and it would come up as a pop-up, because it cut, like, when new... So Coldplay came up for me today, for example, because they've got a new single. And I'm a big Coldplay fan. It popped up today going, "Listen to Coldplay's new single." So I did.
Okay.
And I bet it would come up with new ones, but like, it doesn't come up just because, albums don't really, and I bet compilation tapes don't really come up.
Okay.
So I don't think.
Now 119 came out last Friday.
So the 22nd of November.
Yeah. I've just looked at the current compilation chart.
Is it number one? Oh, your phone's very bright, Dad. That's like a torch. Oh, it's number one. That's well interesting, isn't it? But number then I wonder because, like, the generation of buying CDs are still around.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a generation of buying CDs.
Whether it's come out on CD, I guess it has, but yeah. Don't know.
Interesting. It will be interesting to see how it copes in like 10, 15 years' time.
Yeah.
When a we'll new see. Generation are the ones.
Yeah. Buying, we shall see.
Should we say? Mm.
So, yeah, so think this, as I say, it's like an institution of British music as far as compilation tapes go. And to think it all came from an advert for bacon and eggs.
That's a bit odd.
Yeah.
That's a really weird advert as well. Like, it's just, but it's like one of them adverts that you remember because it doesn't make sense. And then obviously they've got onto it and now it's not even, now it's its own massive thing to do with actual music.
Yeah. And imagine how much that original poster is now.
Oh, God, yeah. You if know. Anyone's got one.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they've probably done copies since, but that of the original.
Yeah, but I bet if you've got an original one and can prove it. That's a bit of money there, isn't it?
Yeah. So, let's talk music then. Let's talk now. That's what I call music, Volume 1. And it wasn't obviously called Volume 1. It's become Volume 1 because when it first came out, no one knew that there'd be a Volume 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all the way up to, as I just said, 119. So it was released in November 1983.
Yeah.
It had 30 tracks on it over the... I mean, I had tape. There was obviously LPs as well back then. There wasn't CDs at the time. I think the LP would have had two LPs, the same as the tape had two
one
tapes.
Side.
So you'd have had side like one, side two, side three, side four.
Right view of two.
Depending on how they done it. I mean, with the cassettes, it says side three and side four on the actual... inlay, but when you look at the tape, cassette two has side one and side two. The only way you know is at the top it has 12.
No.
It's not 12, it's tape, it's volume, it's tape
now one side two.
tape two.
No.
That's tape two.
That's like luck of the draw, that, isn't it? I'd just put it in and hope for the best and be like, right, what am I listening to? Okay, that's the first song, I'm on that one.
So it was released in November 1983. It got to number one of the album chart. We didn't have compilation charts then because there wasn't any.
There we go.
There's probably a...
Until the 80s.
So they obviously didn't exist, or at least there wasn't enough to have a chart of their own. It was
so when you said just backtracking, you know, you just showed me that now 119 is number one.
Yeah.
Of a compilation. Right.
Yes. Okay. Compilation chart, not the album chart. The album chart is now just for albums by artists.
And
then they got a compilation chart for the compilations. It was re-released in 2018 when Now 100 was brought out. That's the word, thank you. Getting to 100 volumes or, you know, series of it. And in the chart, the compilation. So by this time, it wasn't one a year. They had more than one a year. They had more. I don't know if now it's only one a year. It feels like it's. I don't know when 118 came out, but I don't really recall anything early in the year. But it was more than one a year to begin with. So it was re-released in 2018. And in now it's the compilation chart. It got to number two. Number one was Now 100.
So they had
number one and number two. They had chart positions number one with Now 100 and number two with Now, that's what I call music, Volume One.
But re-released.
Yeah.
Right, okay. With you.
So that's we had 30 tracks over the... four sides of tapes LP. You've obviously listened to them.
I
How
have.
many number ones do you think there were across the that
I didn't even think
one?
About, hang on, let me get up my track list and have, I didn't even think about this. I'll have to start doing that. Seven.
You're going seven?
Yeah.
There were 11 number ones.
Oh, okay.
11 number ones. So, if you want to, do you want to talk through, I mean, what you've got, and then I'll go through the tracks, or do you want to do it, I go through the tracks and you talk about each?
I've not spoken about each song because I've listened to a lot of them. There was a few ones that I hadn't heard of before, unless my memory is really bad. So I don't remember having Malcolm McLaren.
So yes, you had Malcolm McLaren. Yes, we did have him. You would remember him more for what was it called? His main one. I can't think now what is called. Buffalo Dance or Buffalo Girls. Buffalo Girls.
Okay, that rings a bell, but I don't remember.
Yeah, that was his main one. So yes.
I didn't have Mike Oldfield.
No, you didn't have him. He was more 70s. But this was a hit for him in the 80s. He was more a instrumentalist. And obviously it was a woman that you probably heard singing, Moonlight Shadow. Maggie Riley was the singer. She was the vocalist. But it was Mike Oldfield that obviously done the actual arrangement, the music, and obviously wrote it and what have you. And it was off his album. He was known for his album Tubular Bells. So that's where that's from.
Will Powers?
Yeah, that's a new one on me, to be honest. It was a one-hit wonder, really, I think, for him.
I did like this song, to be fair. This was a nice one to listen to.
Top 20 it was, so I've come to it
So that's good. And then Lamar. Did I have Lamar?
You had Lamar. He would have been for the Never Ending Story. He's on here. They're obviously promoting him, I guess. So Catch a Goo Goo is on there twice. They're on there with their big hit, Too Shy. And then they're also on cassette two, tape two, with Big Apple. Now, Big Apple was their first single of their second album. It hasn't even been released yet, but it's obviously being promoted. But Lamal, their lead singer, had left. So they promoting Lamal with his song.
But did I have Lamal as a soloist, or did I only have him with
With Catch a Goo Goo, we went on.
He
had one hit, really. I mean, this isn't even his big hit. This is on there, as I say, hadn't been released. I would say this was released after the album, the same as Catch a Goo Goo's Big Apple. And they put it on there to push them both. His big single was The Never Ending Story from the film The Never Ending Story.
Never Ending Story.
Yeah, that was Lamar. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I must say that they're the only ones that I didn't really recognise name-wise, really remember the songs.
Yeah.
But the whole playlist was very uplifting. It's a good mix to listen to while I'm in the car. Definitely easy to listen to, and I didn't feel myself getting bored. So I think compilation tapes, you hit the jackpot with them because you're not just listening. Like, obviously for me, I listen to it way more than just a album in amount when we're doing the artists throughout the whole week. So it was nice to change that up a bit and just have someone different every song. It was nice. I didn't want to skip any either, because it weren't just one artist, a song. But obviously the songs are they're more known ones. It weren't album fillers, bar obviously yes mentioned UB40, Catch a Goo Goo, Culture Club had two on there and were promoting their second one for whatever for their reasons of singles back in the day. But listening now, it's obviously not like that for me. I have heard them or know of them anyway. But it'll be really nice to do this series and reminisce over the past series, see what ones I remember, see whether I come across any artists or bands that I might be like, oh, I actually really like that. And actually, it might have been that I weren't a bigger fan of him to begin with, and maybe all of a sudden I'm like, oh no, I do like that. But yeah, no, it was nice to have all that. It would also be interesting because it's quite poppy, isn't it? The tape.
That's the era you're coming into the.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to remember this is 1983, so like 1980 to 82 was your real your electronic pop.
I mean,
Gary Newman, OMD, yeah. Human League, they're not on here. They were the Human League is, but it's not like the early stuff. Ones this is their reincarnation had split.
Yeah. But what I mean is like going forward in the years, will they have like the Rock, the Ska, the Odd People?
Yeah, like I'm sure.
I'm interested to see who gets featured on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What direction like, they go? Whether they go with the real commercial or bring in other stuff, and what they're allowed to have as well. And that's where it's hard to know.
Am I going to be hearing Bad Manners, Selector? I can't think of.
I mean, you have got Madness on this one.
Yeah, but Madness aren't as in your face, are they?
No.
Like, I like Madness.
More commercial. Yeah.
So they're I don't count them in that. Okay. Obviously, don't take it away from them, but they're not in your face. And
so, number ones, what were you going with?
I have. Oh, let me go back to my list. I've gone with. Is There Something I Should Know? Duran Duran. Red Red Wine, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Karma Chameleon, Too Shy, Down Under, and Let's Stay Together by Tina Turner. So I've only gone for one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to now go through the track listing. So cassette one, because it was cassette that I bought. I wasn't. Yeah. I liked vinyls, but for not albums. I went with the singles.
Not your go-to. Yeah.
So albums on tape, singles on 45s as they were. So yeah. So cassette one. Tape one, if you want to say. Side one. So that had 8 tracks just on side one. And on that,
out of those 8, even?
I don't, it just depends on the how long I suppose each song is as well. They're not all an exact time, are they? So you could only get so much.
Oh,
on
yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
So, yeah. So, they had 8 tracks on side one, tape one, cassette one. And of those 8, 5 were number ones. So here we go.
Wait, Phil Collins. Just tape one, side one.
Yeah. 5 number ones. So
there's only 8 to go from. All right.
So Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love. That was the first number one of 1983.
Oh, okay.
And this was released. Number one. Duran Duran, Is There Something I Should Know? Was also a number one. UB40, Red Red Wine, was also a number one. So the first 3 songs you listened to were number one. So you can already see how good this album was at that time.
Yeah. But it's picking the right people, isn't it? And they get, and it's like seeing how good it was. Well, they've just picked the songs that made it to number one anyway. So then it's got those. So
then we have Lamal. Now, I don't think this song had been released. Only for Love And it only got to number.
You mean this song weren't released?
I think this was promoting it, sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It only got to number 16 in the charts. So would that have been on there originally? Who knows?
Yeah.
Heaven 17, which is, as I just said, Human League had split by this time, and we had two songs come out. Human League carried on, and then the other lot of the band who had split went to Heaven 17. They had Temptation on there, which got to number 2.
Okay.
KC and the Sunshine Band with Give It Up was a number 1.
Mm.
Malcolm McLaren, Double Dutch, got to number 3. Bonnie Tyler was the last track on this side. Total Eclipse of the Heart got to number 1. So there you are, your 5 number ones. Phil Collins, Duran Duran, UB40, KC and the Sunshine Band, and Bonnie Tyler.
Well, at least I got some of them right. I got 3 at them.
So, yeah. So then we come to cassette.
Anyway.
Yeah. So now we come to cassette 1, side 2.
Yeah.
And this had 8 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And it also had 5 number ones. So you had 10 number ones on cassette one alone.
Yeah.
So, Culture Club, Karma Chameleon, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Men Without Hats, The Safety Dance, Safety Dance, that got to number 6. Kajagoogoo, yeah. Too Shy, that got to number 1. You probably had the two biggest hits of the that year as well in Karma Chameleon and Too Shy, right there on that tape, on that side. Mike Oldfield, Moonlight Shadow, as I say, Maggie Riley featured as the vocals on that. That got to number 4. Men at Work, Down Under, that got to number 1. Rock Steady Crew, Hey You, the Rock Steady Crew. That got to number 6. Rod Stewart, Baby Jane, was a number 1 for Rod Stewart in the 80s.
I didn't even think about Roddy.
Yeah. And lastly, Paul Young, Wherever I Leave My Hat, was number 1.
Okay. Fair enough.
So now we go on
there's
to...
There's only one number 1 on the other side.
As I said, there's 11 and we've had 10. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, the other side weren't as strong for me, though.
No, as you'll find with the chart.
They used all their good songs on the other side. So,
but that's what sold it, because that's the one you first looked at.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it.
So you don't want to be looking for all the good songs. And they, right
I'm buying
there.
It.
Yeah. You don't want to have to skim through them all.
Mm. So, cassette 2, tape 2. Side 3, we'll call it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
New Edition hit us, Take Us Off, which was Bobby Brown's group, husband of Whitney Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
Candy Girl was the number 1 on that tape.
Not Tina Turner? Then again, that's not her big song, is it? That's not her biggest. Right. I went with Name.
Then we had another song from Kajagoogoo, which was their forthcoming single. As I say, Lamar had left, and obviously we've already said about him. Big Apple got to number 8. So they done much better than Lamar. Although Lamar would have the last laugh, because he'd have I don't think number 1, but obviously Never Ending Story was certainly...
Yeah, but that's because of the film.
Up there. Tina Turner, Let's Stay Together, number 6.
Oh, not bad.
No. So Human League, Keep Feeling, Fascination, that got to number 2. So like Heaven 17, they got number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Howard Jones, New Song, number 3. UB40, so they're on here again, and this is obviously... their next single, and it's being promoted, I guess. Probably they're obviously out of EMI. Please Don't Make Me Cry, only got to number 10. So it just shows you they're promoting them, but they're not necessarily doing that well after. Mm. And obviously they were promoting them because they had such a big hit with their first song.
Yeah.
Peebo Bryson and Roberta Flack, Tonight I Celebrate My Love, number 2. They obviously featured on our
last with the duets. Picking those big hits to be able to sell the compilation, isn't it? Yeah.
So now we go over to the other side, side 4. 7 tracks on this. Mm-hmm. No number ones, obviously. We had 7 tracks on the last one as well. So we had 8 and 8 on tape 1, 7 and 7 on tape 2, cassette 2, we've been saying. Mm-hmm. So Tracy Ullman kicked us off on side 4. They Don't Know. That got to number 2. Then we had Will Powers, Kissing with Confidence, got to number 17. I'm not sure why it's on there. So whether it was released after and they were promoting him, he's not one that stands out, if I'm honest. Hence, we never had him. Don't remember him. Then we had Genesis.
It weren't a bad song, though, to be fair.
No.
I do remember it weren't that bad. Right.
Then we have Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis, That's All. That only got number 16. The Cure, Love Cats, number 7. Simple Minds, Waterfront, only got to number 13. Madness, The Sun and the Rain, got to number 5. And then we finish off with another one from Culture Club, Victims, and that got to number 3.
I've got a game for you then. What was my favourite song?
Oh, well, I think it'd be between the two that we spoke about, or I spoke about, from cassette 1, side 2, Culture Club or Kajagoogoo. And I'm going to go Kajagoogoo Too Shy over Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was. I don't know, that song. And do you know what? I don't think I was...
And I'd probably agree with you.
Kajagoogoo.
It would be between those two songs and I would go Too Shy.
Yeah. Although, I will say, I am a fan of Men at Work Down Under.
My other ones in there would be Duran Duran, Is It Something I Should Know, and Temptation by Heaven 17.
See, I'm not a big Heaven 17 fan. Temptation.
Just that song, I think.
Just
is,
that one. Whereas
it's just
I'm
a shame they never carried on. They never
stuck with that style.
Managed to carry on, but that one. So yeah. So that is pretty much it then on the Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 1. Not a bad start for them. As I say, they got to number 1 in the album chart. They had 11 number ones, and that is obviously what done well, and is why they continued it, and we will find out how well now That's What I Call Music Volume 2 does next week. But before we do, let's just find out from yourself what you'd have rated this out of 10, just to see how you where you would fit them all.
Oh, this one would be hard though, because I've got nothing to compare it to.
No.
It was a good one, but obviously I don't want to go too high. Good ones. I don't want to go too low. Let's go a solid 7.
Seven?
It's got some good ones on there. Yeah.
It is, yeah. I think you're going to be hard to get more than 11 number ones.
Yeah. I'm not even basing it off of that, though. I'm basing it off how it makes me feel, the songs that are on there. Like, I'm not even... Because I mean, who can remember? Like, you would have had to have looked up where they came in. I'm not going to remember in the past 5 series all the number ones you've ever told me. Got some documents that I've ever written them down with either. So I don't even think about that. Although when you say like 11 number ones out 30, I mean, you're not really going to get better than that, but you never know. You could have a compilation with no number once, and it could just be better anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, I don't need to send you any tracks next week.
No. Now I bet local this is music lovely for you.
Too.
Yeah.
We'll see what you think of that next week.
Yeah, you will indeed.
Okay.
All right, so, then.
On that, I will say goodbye. Thank you.
No problem. Bye, Dad.
Bye.